Holmes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Kopp & Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar & Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Payer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance at Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builder Supply.
Good evening and welcome to Chilton Field. We're at the school complex here in Chilton for the WIAA sectional final softball game. The Tomahawk Hatchets taking on the Brilliant Lions. Jesse Boulder being joined by Matt Tyler here in the pregame show. Matt, good to have you along.
Good to be here, Jess.
Pretty exciting game for you. Your daughter on the team, of course. Everybody knows Courtney. Quite a day.
Yeah, it was a great softball game. Talked to some of the O'Connell fans before, during, and after. Very, very nice fans, and it was really sad that somebody had to lose the game. And it wasn't so much that somebody lost the game. A team just took advantage like Tomahawk did and ran the suicide squeeze to perfection in the top of the 10th inning.
What an exciting game that had to be.
It was really, if you've played fast pitch softball, it was vintage fast pitch. Taylor Schultz leads off with a single in the 10th. She steals second. They bunted her over to third. Katie Vols laid down a perfect bunt. And then coming up, we had practiced this with the girls since they were about 10 years old. Ron Vols specifically had talked to the girls and said, this play is going to win us a game at some point. We didn't realize it was that game that it was going to win, but I really thought maybe perhaps they would pitch around Courtney or walk Courtney and Rachel. First pitch, she threw it right down the middle. Court dropped down the bunt, and Taylor was on her way. Taylor was across the plate by the time the pitcher had the ball in her glove. So it was just perfection.
What an exciting moment for all of those young ladies and for the fans. Certainly we were in the studio getting the updates that you were sending over. We appreciate that as well. And, folks were calling in, and the town is talking. They're hopping about Tomahawk softball right now and happy for these young ladies.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. You know, the last time we talked, you're going to talk about this, I'm sure, in a little bit. Tomahawk's been to state one time. That was 1983. I think they made a sectional final one other time. These girls, this is what they've been working for. We've talked about it, again, since they were 10 years old. So here's your chance.
Yep. Going to be an exciting one tonight, that is for sure. We've got the sun out. It's not really clouds in the sky. If they are, they're the fluffy good kind, not the kind that's going to bring a tornado and rain. So looks like we're going to have a beautiful night for a ball game. And we did have a chance to visit with Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson for our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll kick things off with our interview with John Larson after these words from our sponsors.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Welcome back to Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder joined by John Larson for the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. And Coach, Tomahawk Hatchet in the sectional final today. Before we talk about that, give us an update on your team's season and that semifinal game.
Well, coming off a second place finish in our conference, it was a strange season to begin with, especially at the front end of the season where we were stuck inside for a long time. Got off to a slow start, starting 0-5, but since then we've been 14-2. And right now we are playing the kind of softball we need at tournament time. So we're very excited to be in that position.
Yep. Your team came into an extra inning contest in order to make it to the sectional finals. Tell us a little bit about the excitement of that game and what went down.
Well, the excitement is kind of even an understatement. Words can't even describe that game to somebody if you weren't there. It was amazing. The poise that our girls played with for 10 innings, they stuck to what we have been doing here the last three quarters of the season. They took advantage of some great opportunities. They made plays when they needed to, came up with big hits when they needed to, some big bunts when they needed to, no bigger than the suicide squeeze in the 10th, and just, you know, making things happen. And it was an unbelievable softball game. It's really unfortunate. Their O'Connell's coach and I talked afterward that somebody had to go home after that game. It was amazing high school girls softball game.
Tonight you're in the sectional final. You win this one, your team advances to the state tournament. Second time in school history would be that accomplishment. Talk a little bit about what you expect from Brilliant tonight.
Well, first of all, you know, the state tournament has been our goal from day one. And I try to tell people that should be every team's goal, to get to the state tournament. And we fell a little short of that a year ago. You know, maybe that goal was a little too big at that time, but yet we fell a little short. But here we are now, one step away. And people always ask, well, how's the team you're playing? And, you know, how's Brilliant? Well, if they're this far, they have to be good. So it's going to be a heck of a matchup. Brilliant has a good pitching staff. They're solid up the middle. Their shortstop, their center fielder, and their catcher are all solid ball players. They bunt the ball well, and they like to run. So bottom line is the game doesn't change. We have to get great pitching. We have to get great defense. And we have to put the bat on the ball on the offensive side. And when we need to come up with big plays defensively, we need to do it. When we need to come up with a big hit to score some runs, we need to do it. Because that's the level of play we're at right now. And it may be only one run that we need. You're not going to see, hopefully, those lopsided scores at this point in the season. So the big message to the girls was, you don't have to change a thing. You got here doing the things that we've talked to you about for several weeks now. There's no reason to change it. Just go out there and do a thing. And I think the girls have bought into all that, and they're very excited about the opportunity they have in front of them here tonight.
For folks not as familiar with your team, let's talk a little bit about your approach both offensively and defensively.
Well, offensively, first of all, we like to be balanced. We will take advantage of what the defense gives us, first of all. We're not afraid to do some small ball. I mean, we've done work very hard at bunting the ball, getting runners in scoring position. That's what we want to do. We want to be disciplined and patient at the plate. We want to attack the inside of the ball, and we want to drive it up the middle, bottom line. And if we can't do that, we have to make a little adjustment. Coach Bowles has done a great job of teaching these kids to just make a little adjustment. We got to learn from each at-bat. We got to communicate that to the players in the dugout and make those adjustments, because every week we see somebody different. I mean, different style pitcher, whatever, and we have to adapt. And I think we've done a good job of doing that. So obviously we want to smack the ball, but if we have to do other things, we will. We'll take advantage of opportunities on base paths. We like to be aggressive. We like to take advantage. We're always looking one base ahead. If we're looking second, we're always thinking third. And we from the beginning of the season, we talked about being aggressive on the base paths. We've done a great job with that. We have smart base runners. So, you know, I think our chances are good at putting some runs on the board. Defensively, it just comes down about, you know, throwing and catching the ball is what defense is all about. It's fundamental softball. When we tell the girls, the team that catches and throws the best is usually the team that wins. So, and we've been playing great defense here as of late. I think in our last five games, we've had two errors in those games. So right now it's just all coming together. And then the last person I want to talk about is Rachel Dahlman.
That's what I mean defensively. Yeah.
Dahlman is a big part of why we are successful as a softball team. And if anyone knows fast pitch softball, you know, a good pitcher will keep you in every game. And she struggled through some early season arm problems, and right now she's hitting her stride. She's had an amazing tournament so far, a perfect game in the regional semis, a two-hitter in the regional finals, scattered four hits on Tuesday, and has only walked like two batters in those three games. So she continues to get better every time she steps out. She's dialed in, and I expect nothing different from her tonight.
Final thoughts on the sectional final here today.
Well, Jesse, it's awesome to be here. The kids are excited. I think our community is excited. Our high school is extremely excited. And I couldn't be more happy for our girls. They deserve to be here. They've worked very hard. They put in a lot of time. And we're looking forward to the game tonight against Paulia.
Well, congratulations on your season so far, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Those comments coming from Tomahawk Hatchets head coach John Larson. Here in the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. We appreciate Coach Larson taking the time to join us tonight for the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. We also appreciate Matt Tyler joining us for the pregame show tonight as well. We'll take a quick break and be back to pick his brain as the pregame show continues right here for the WIAA sectional softball matchup, the Tomahawk Hatchets taking on the Brilliant Lions. We'll be back after this.
Augie's Collectibles of downtown Tomahawk has been providing people all over north central Wisconsin professional and honest customer service for nearly three decades. Whether you're buying or selling, Augie's happy to help you with the purchase and sales of rare coins and precious metals like gold and silver. Augie's also has a selection of athletic apparel and sports trading cards. Stop by and visit Augie's Collectibles on South 2nd Street, downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-3141. Augie's Collectibles, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill supports our Hatchet athletes. Before or after the game, McDonald's in Tomahawk will satisfy that hunger. Try a new quarter pounder made with 100% fresh beef and cooked when you order. Or serve up some smiles with a Happy Meal for only $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu all day long at McDonald's. And best of luck to the Hatchet softball team during this postseason from your friends at McDonald's of Merrill and Tomahawk.
Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk is proud to sponsor Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Dr. Bobby Vormans is a proud alumni and past athlete at Tomahawk High School. Dr. Bobby, Dr. Grace, Dr. Kelly, and the staff at Hometown Chiropractic are proud to serve the Tomahawk and Rhinelander areas. New patients are always welcome. Call 453-5365. Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and 5829 Birch Lane in Rhinelander.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last all their lives. VIP Hatchet sports sponsors at Wausau Homes Tomahawk would like to wish the Hatchets the best of luck. Go Hatchets! If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home, contact Wausau Homes Tomahawk at 453-2015 or on the web at wausauhomes.com. Come see, they're redefining the home building experience.
Hilton Field, the Tomahawk Hatchet softball team getting ready to square off with the Brilliant Lions for the sectional finals and a trip to the state tournament here to this afternoon and this evening. Jesse Boulder being joined by Matt Tyler here in the pregame show. And Matt, some of your thoughts on what makes this team special and some highlights that come to mind throughout the course of this year.
Sure. Coach Larson talked about it. They really did start out really slow. We went to Monroe, played a couple of good teams, one from Illinois. Monroe is a real good team, lost those three games, and then started out 0-2 in the GNC against Mosinee. Coach talked about with the weather, they didn't get outside, and you could tell. They played like they had not been outside. As soon as they got outside practicing, it turned around and they won. You know, then they ripped off all those games in the GNC, got on a roll, won 10 or 8, 9 games in a row. I would say one of the other highlights was he talked about Rachel wasn't doing good in the early part of the year. There was some problem with a constriction in her collarbone that was affecting the nerves in her hand. At that point, Courtney stepped in and had to throw about 6 games this year that she wasn't expecting to throw.
and did a nice job. I think she ended up 4-2 pitching, and carried us to the point where Rachel came back and started throwing both ends of the doubleheaders in the conference. And like Coach talked about, she's on right now. She's really throwing as good as she has all year. The other part I would say is somebody has always stepped up. They have not necessarily relied on one player. I know if you look at the offensive statistics, Court had a big year in the GNC, second leading hitter, leading in RBIs. But there was the other night, Taylor Schultz had 3 hits in the section. She did her job getting on base. Defensively, the thing that stood out to me was they played like juniors and seniors. They were very focused. They were very poised. And they had a look about them that I had not seen.
It's going to be an entertaining team to watch again here this afternoon. They're going to need all of that and more to try to get to the state tournament. Coach Scoopall back in Tomahawk, local athletic historian, shared some information with us that we found interesting. Tomahawk has been regional champions in 1983, 86, 93, 97, 99, 2000, and again this year in 2018, so an 18-year drought there. The sectionals, only time we've been sectional champions was 1983, and that team finished second at the state tournament in 1983. One of the games that we found interesting, Tomahawk defeated North Fond du Lac 8-7 at the state tournament in 1983. It was an 8-inning game that saw Carmen Schuene score the lead run in the top of the 8th inning. During the game, Nancy Van Strydonk stabbed a liner for one out, stepped on first base for the second out, threw to second for a triple play. In the state final, Tomahawk was eventually defeated by Denmark 17-6. Coaches were Sarge Hansen and Gary Nelmark of that team. And Matt, that was, you know, a little bit around your time.
It was. I was a freshman in high school, and the funny thing is, as you were naming those players, I watched Nancy Van Strydonk, now Nancy Swan, walk into this facility.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was a neat time back then, obviously a long time ago. And I think the town of Tomahawk, I think these girls are ready for this. Obviously brilliant. You're facing a real good team, good pitcher. So like Coach talked about, you're going to see a low-scoring game more than likely.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, the Hatchets and Brilliant. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with the starting lineups right here on WJJQ.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Get pumped up, Hatchet fans. Another Hatchet sports season is underway, and our team at Tomahawk BP wishes our student athletes all the best. We are also proud to offer the Hatchet Booster Pump number 8, where 2 cents per gallon is donated to the Hatchet Booster Club. We'd like to thank the people of Tomahawk for your continued patronage and invite you to come to Tomahawk BP for your snacks, beer, and liquor and wine for them special times. And don't forget our car wash at Tomahawk BP on North 4th Street. Go Hatchets!
Welcome back to Chilton Field. We're here at the Chilton School Complex. Jesse Boulder just signed off with Matt Tyler, class act. Nice of Matt to come up and join us here in the pregame show, share his thoughts on the team and the season thus far. We turned him loose. We wanted him to enjoy this game with his family and friends and be able to soak it in from the sidelines and not have to worry about doing the job up here. And plus, this is going to be a pretty active game, the game of softball. Moving very quickly, and at this point in the WIAA tournament series, a very professional outfit takes over. There's a 3-man crew here tonight umpiring, and the team at Chilton High School here in the field, they have done an outstanding and professional job welcoming both teams and keeping things organized and on track. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups. For the Brilliant Lions, starting out at second base will be number 23, Carmen Yost. Out in left field, batting number 2, Jade Sommerhalder, joining her, hitting third in the lineup, playing third as well, Kaylee Neese. Cleanup hitter for the Lions will be the catcher, number 21, Marissa Hurley. Her battery mate, Courtney Hackbarth, the pitcher, will bat in the number 5 hole. Paige Krause, playing first base, will bat 6. Lauren Kuchenbecker, the designated player, will follow in the 7 hole. And Courtney Wold, the center fielder, will bat 8th. And rounding out the starting lineup
For the Brilliant Lions, as far as their batting order goes, Ariel Hurley will play shortstop. The Flex 9 player, a softball rule that allows a defensive player to come in, Lauren Hardy, will flex and play in right field. For the Hatchets, starting out will at leadoff will be the center fielder, Taylor Schilt, followed by the catcher, number 2, Katie Vole. Courtney Tyler will bat in the 3-hole, play shortstop. Rachel Dolman will pitch and hit cleanup. Number 5-hole hitter and designated player will be Haley Vormans-Dean. Batting 6 will be the right fielder, Megan Mark. Left fielder Whitney Ossero will bat next, followed by Sophie Wagner in the 7-hole, who plays first base. Second baseman Jordan Kaminsky will bat 8, and Jennifer Dupuy will play 3rd and bat 9th for the Tomahawk Hatchets. As we mentioned, the winner of this game will advance to the WIAA State Championships. That'll be Friday, June 8th at the Goodman Diamond in Madison. The D3 state semifinals will be at 10 a.m. on June the 8th. Hatchets hoping to advance to that game. And again, here in the postseason, Tomahawk Hatchets, they're 14-7 heading into this game. 9-3 in the Great Northern Conference. And they started with a 15-0 win over Wautoma in the regional. Rachel Dolman, a perfect game on the mound for the Hatchets, 8 strikeouts. Regional championship, it was 7-1 Hatchets over Peshtigo, 4-3 over Oconto in the sectional semi in 10 innings. And again, they'll face Brilliant here this afternoon. We'll take a break for the anthem and be back after this.
Everyone at the office of Kopp and Cook Accounting are happy to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes, and they'd like to wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season. For all your personal or business accounting needs and tax time preparations, Kopp and Cook Accounting can provide the efficient and professional service you require. Simply call 453-5248 or stop by their office on West Mohawk Drive in Tomahawk.
Mir Electric Inc. of Tomahawk is proud to be one of our VIP play-by-play sponsors featuring our Tomahawk Hatchets. Mir Electric is a second-generation electrical contractor with Ricky Mir following in the footsteps of his parents, Sandy and Greg. Mir Electric is happy to provide you with a free estimate for your commercial or residential projects with all their work insured and guaranteed. From new home construction to remodeling or service upgrades, call Muir Electric at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Proud alumni of THS and Hatchet Backer.
Great Lakes Foods is known for their great deals and signature meat market, but they're also proud supporters of the Tomahawk Hatchets. Whether it's helping the Hatchet Booster Club or the music department, GLF is happy to support our students. Grab a great deal at Great Lakes Foods and go Hatchets! Great savings, great products, great service at Great Lakes Foods.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
We're back at Hilton Field. Jesse Boulder with you here for the WIAA sectional softball finals. The championship, a trip to state on the line. The Tomahawk Hatchets taking on the Brilliant Lions. Tomahawk Hatchets have won the coin toss, and so they will choose to be the home team. So the Hatchet defense heads out. Rachel Dolman begins her warm-up pitches. Again, in the tournament series, they keep things tight here. 5 warm-up pitches allowed. In between innings, they keep things rolling along here, and the pace of play certainly can be very exciting here in softball, especially this time of the year and this deep into the tournament. You look at the Tomahawk Hatchets and high expectations coming into the season, and after a little bit of a rocky start, they got things figured out, and Coach Larson even pointed out that rocky start wasn't quite as rocky maybe as it appeared on their win-loss record. A number of one-run games that could have gone either way. The Hatchets did play well. It's just that they played some teams that played even better than a few days there. The Hatchets now have since gone about 14-2, and we're getting ready to start. Carmen Yost will lead off for the Brilliant Lions. Rachel Dahlman on the hill for the Hatchets. And she winds up, and the first pitch is a strike. 0-1 right down the pipe. Rachel Dahlman doing a nice job on the mound this season for the Hatchets. If you can throw a perfect game in the tournament series, that is an impressive accomplishment as a pitcher. Strike two with a rise ball. Up ahead, 0-2, is Rachel Dahlman on the hitter, Carmen Yost. Yost, the second baseman. Right-handed batter, showing bunt. As she anticipates the pitch, now brings it up. Takes a cut, strike three. Swinging, and that'll be the first out of the game. Rachel Dahlman surrounded by her defense. Again, in softball here, wearing a protection mask on her face. Katie Vold gives her the signal. Now the umpire comes out to call timeout, sweep the plate, give them a chance to get their communication on the same page here, given the signal, the windup, the pitch, it's a strike. Low and outside to Jade Sommerhalder. Sommerhalder playing left field for the Lions, hitting in the two spot. The windup, the pitch, this one's a little bit high and outside. Went with the rise ball. Dahlman will reset for the Hatchets, working with a 1-1 count. The windup, the pitch, strike two. Right down the pipe, just threw it past her. So 1-2 against Sommerhalder. Getting the book straightened out here as well. And now strike three. A little bit up in the zone. Took a little off it. Looked like a changeup. And another K for Rachel Dahlman. Two in a row. What a great start for the Hatchet defense. Dahlman looking good on the hill. No major surprises there for the Hatchet. She's settled into the job of the staff ace and starts with a leadoff strike to Kaylee Neese, the three-hole hitter, playing third base for the Lions. Tomahawk Hatchet senior winds up. Strike two swinging. Went outside. Looked like that might have been a changeup. Neese out in front of it. The windup. Looks like strike three. Caught her looking. The backwards K. She strikes out the side. A perfect start for Rachel Dahlman and the Tomahawk Hatchets. We'll take a break and have the Hatchets up at the plate in the bottom of the first inning here at the WIAA sectional finals softball game here at Chilton Field. We'll be right back.
Saddle up and get on out to Billy Bob's and celebrate our Tomahawk Hatchets. Win or lose, we're proud of our Hatchets. Enjoy the tastiest grub around with your all-time favorites and new specialties. Plus, you can still get their famous Grand Slam pizzas with the freshest ingredients and homemade crust. Catch all the action with their complete satellite package and six plasma TVs. Only at Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Road L, north of Tomahawk. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Hatchets! Yee-haw!
Attorney Jim Runyon of Tomahawk has been a proud sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ for over 30 years. If you need legal assistance for personal injury, workers' comp, real estate matters, estate planning, bankruptcy, divorce, traffic, and other legal matters, call Attorney Jim Runyon at 453-5387 or stop by his office at 310 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcasts on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best fits your needs at a great price. Plus, our award-winning service department serves you after the sale. Check out our selection at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets.
And we're back at Open Field. Tomahawk Hatchets taking on the Brilliant Lions for the sectional championship and a chance to advance to the state tournament. Strike one to Taylor Schiltz. And Courtney Hackbarth is on the mound for the Brilliant Lions. This one a little bit high and over the head of Schiltz. So we're at 1-1. Schiltz, a speedy leadoff hitter, had a big game last game. Ended up scoring the winning run in the sectional semifinal for the Hatchet. Coming across on an exciting suicide squeeze play. Here's a bunt. Back to the pitcher. Hackbarth fields it. Throws the first in time. That'll be the first out of the game for the Hatchet. Nice play by Hackbarth. You're scoring at home. We're going to go 1-3 on that first out. Katie Bowles now at the plate for the Tomahawk Hatchet, facing Hackbarth. Swing and a miss. Looked like maybe a changeup to Bowles. Timing was off a little bit there. Hackbarth reset. The delivery. Driven into center field. Fly ball. Getting underneath it is the center fielder, Courtney Wolf. So F8 makes it two out, two up, two down so far for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Courtney Hackbarth doing a nice job on the hill for the Lions. She's had a good season in her own right. Throwing for the Lions, reportedly a lot of their games, low scoring. Obviously signaling a strong defense and a strong pitcher. Strike one to Courtney Tyler. Got her swinging on the first pitch. Looked like another changeup maybe to keep the Hatchet hitters off balance. Tyler looks down at Coach John Larson, takes the sign, the windup. The pitch fouled off into the screen. Outside, Tyler looking to try to poke one into right field. Goes down 0-2. Hackbarth working quickly for the Lions, as did Dahlman for the Hatchet. Tyler going to try to settle into the box, see if she can get a rally started for the Hatchet. Inside and a little bit high, and it's strike three looking. Courtney Tyler goes down on strikes. The Hatchets go down in order. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll head to the top of the second inning after this from our sponsors.
Radio Shack goes high-tech for higher education. Tablets are the perfect learning tool, offering many options. Radio Shack and Tomahawk carries a great selection of Verizon wireless phones, accessories, computer supplies, and electronic toys for kids of all ages. John, Brenda, and the staff at Tomahawk Radio Shack send out best wishes for a super season to all Hatchet sports teams. Go Hatchets! From your friends at Radio Shack, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
We're ready for another great year at the Tomahawk Hatchet Bank. Hi, this is Elena, youth apprentice at Tomahawk Community Bank, FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. The Hatchet Bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:30 a.m. to meet the needs of the students, faculty, and staff. The Hatchet Green Machine is located in the commons area of the Tomahawk School Complex, and all the proceeds go directly to the Future Business Leaders of America. So when you use the Hatchet Green Machine, you're also helping to support FBLA activities. Next time you're at the school complex and need cash fast, check out the Hatchet Green Machine. Go Hatchets!
First pitch to Marissa Hurley. Fly ball to right field. Camped underneath it. The Tomahawk Hatchet, Megan Mark, out in right field. So an F9 on the first pitch. Hurley, the cleanup hitter, trying to jump on Rachel Zalman's first offering. Got underneath it. Sky ball, kind of a moon dart. And Marks camped underneath it and eventually made the catch. Strike one. Now to Courtney Hackbarth. Pitcher versus pitcher here. Dahlman on the hill. Hackbarth at the plate. Strike one. Strike two, swinging.
And up 0-2 is Marissa Hurley. The windup, the pitch, just a little bit outside. Katie Bowles floated with it a little bit. It was a fastball. Like to see that framed and brought back down to the plate. Maybe steal a call here and there, but they don't need to. Stallman comes back with strike three. Throws one low and away. And gets Courtney Hackbar swinging. Now batting Paige Krause. She's the first baseman. Batting from the left side. Rachel Dahlman winds, pitch, strike one, threw a pass through, fastball. Dahlman, very technical on the mound, very good fundamentally. Rocks, delivers, fouled off to the screen, just got a piece of it. So now Paige Krause facing that 0-2 deficit to Rachel Dahlman. Not a position you really want to be in as a hitter against a strong pitcher, Dahlman. Doing a good job here for the Hatchet. Got her on a rise ball. Out of the zone, she chased it. Strikeout swinging, her fifth of the game. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. The Hatchets will bat. Rachel Dahlman will lead off, followed by Haley Vormans-Dean and Megan Marks in the second inning. We'll be back here for the WIAA sectional final softball game at Chilton High School after this.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Tomahawk Furniture salutes all Tomahawk Hatchet athletes. With a product that outperforms their competition, Tomahawk Furniture could be selling mattresses at twice the price. But when you're in the business for the long haul, treating folks right is the way to go. At Tomahawk Furniture, they pass along the savings to you. The best prices in the Northwoods, or for that matter, any woods. Dollar for dollar, the best mattresses in the area, with prices so low you'll have to bend over to see them. At Tomahawk Furniture in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
The first pitch, Rachel Dahlman from Courtney Hackbarth is a strike swinging. Hackbarth goes up into the zone, a little bit high. Chasing it was the aggressive Rachel Dahlman. Trying to start a rally for the Hatchets. Went up again. This one was a little bit of a changeup. Strike two, swinging. Up 0-2 is Courtney Hackbarth. The pitcher-on-pitcher battle reversed from the last inning. A swing and a miss, strike three. She went up high, and chasing it was Rachel Dahlman. May have ticked it, and the catcher, number 21, Marissa Hurley, was able to make the squeeze anyway. So one up, one down for the Hatchets. Here in the bottom of the second, the Hatchets won the flip. Strike one to Haley Vormans-Dean. Hackbarth winds up the delivery. Change up. Was open for a high strike call. Didn't get it. We're 1-1. Another wind up. Another change up. This time she got it into the zone for strike two. Went inside on Haley Vormans-Dean. It's 1-2. Haley trying to start a rally. The five-hole hitter for the Hatchets. Swing down the third baseline. Fielded. Throw across the diamond. Scooped by the first baseman. In time, out number two on the 5-3 putout for the Lions. We'll flip the page. Kaylee Neese at third base making the throw over to Paige Krause with a nice scoop for Brilliant. Two down, bringing Megan Marks up to the plate. Marks takes a hack, strike one. Hackbarth took a little bit off it. Hackbarth doing a nice job changing speeds on the hill. Keeping the hitters a little bit more off balance. She goes inside this time. Marks holds off. It's 1-1. The windup, high in the zone. It's going to be ball two. So Marks in a hitter's count, 2-1. One of the first hitter's counts we've seen so far, really for either team. The swing, chopper to third, fielded, dropped it, picked it up, makes the throw, and they got her in time. Another 5-3 putout. Another 1-2-3 inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 0-0 heading into the top of the third inning. We'll be back after this for the WIAA sectional softball finals. The Tomahawk Hatchets taking on the Brilliant Lions here at Chilton Field. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
And we're back here at Chilton Field, the school complex. Football complex here at Chilton. Great host. Sectional softball final, WIAA tournament. Tomahawk Hatchet taking on the Brilliant Lions for a trip to state. Rachel Dahlman winds up, bunt, back to Dahlman. She fields it, the throw to first in time. Covering is Jordan Kaminsky. We've got a 1-4 putout on Lauren Kuchenbecker. Rachel Dahlman doing a terrific job for the Hatchets on the mound. The Lions trying to do something to rattle her. That bunt is intended a little bit to just get her out of her comfort zone. She was settled in, pitching well, and she continues with a leadoff strike to Courtney Wolf. Wolf is the center fielder for the Brilliant Lions. Down 0-1, Dahlman is in the zone on the hill. She pauses, now rocks, it comes with it. Got her with a check swing. She couldn't help herself. Chased the high one. Strike two. She tried to hold off, but kept spinning. And she went. No question there. I think they did appeal down to the third base ump. Got a three-person crew today. Fouled out of play. The next delivery from Rachel Dahlman to Courtney Wolt. Again, Wolf playing center field for the Lions, batting in the eight hole. The windup from Dahlman. The delivery, strike three. It looks like, no, he didn't pull the trigger. It was that one was a little bit out of character. It looked like it could have been just as easily strike three as ball one, but he called it ball one. Thought it was a little bit high, maybe. Now fouled off again on the next delivery. Dahlman still ahead, 1-2. She gets the ball thrown back in by Katie Bowles, her battery mate. Bowles, the catcher for the Hatchet. Gives the signal, the delivery, strike three. She went inside, got her looking. And that is the sixth strikeout of the game. Second out of the inning, bringing Ariel Hurley to the plate. The shortstop and nine-hole hitter for the Brilliant Lions. We'll see if she can get the first hit of the game against Dahlman. First pitch going to be low. Ball one. It may have slipped out of her hand. Just a little bit too low on that. She winds up. The next delivery is a strike. She threw it right past her. Dahlman has some good heat when she needs to use it. Evens the count at one apiece. Dahlman staring down the signs from Bowles. Now brings it inside. Strike two, looking. She put a little spin on that, it looked like. And it started towards the middle of the plate and then went back inside. Hurley had to take a look at that one. And the next pitch fouled up and caught. It's going to be a pop-up. Over to the Hatchet first baseman, Sophie Wegner. Wegner makes the catch. It's the third out of the inning. The Hatchets another 1-2-3 inning behind Rachel Dahlman. They'll head to the plate, bottom of the third, to see if they can get a hit and get a rally started of their own. Ossero, Wegner, and Kaminsky will bat for the Hatchets in the bottom of the third. We'll be right back.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, would like to welcome our listening audience to our radio coverage of this fine group of Hatchet student-athletes and are proud of the young people, their dedicated coaches, and great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. Good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ.
Tomahawk Hatchet softball here on WJJQ. Jesse Boger with you. And we head towards the bottom of the third. Chilton pitcher Courtney Hackbarth taking her warm-up pitches, getting ready to start this. And this has been a defensive battle and a pitcher's battle. Courtney Hackbarth with two strikeouts on the night. Rachel Zalman with six through three innings. And Whitney Osserow will come to the plate for the Tomahawk Hatchet to see if she can get the first hit of the game for either team. Osserow looks down at head coach John Larson, takes the sign, and steps in. The windup from Hackbarth, fouled in towards left field and out of play. Osserow will come back down 0-1. A good cut by Osserow. Got under it a little bit. If it would have stayed in play, likely would have been caught. So she has new life and an opportunity to get things started. She takes another hack on the second pitch, fouls it back again. This one high and out of play, back behind the screen. 0-2 the count. To the Hatchet left fielder. Whitney steps in. Strike three. They got her on the changeup. Swinging. So she took a hack. Just got too far out ahead of that one. You could tell Osero was aggressive. She wanted to hit. She swung at the first three pitches that were sent her way. That'll be the first out of the inning. The third K on the day for Courtney Hackbarth of Brilliant. The Tomahawk Hatchet, Sophie Wegner, steps in and looks at strike one. Fastball inside. Good location by Hackbarth. Tough to get around on it, especially when it's in on your hand. Now she goes up and away with a little rise ball. Strike two. This time swinging on Wegner. Hackbarth finding a zone on the mound. Hatchet's going to have to try to disrupt it offensively. She goes back high and outside. Wegner laid off. It was close, but it was a ball. The count goes to 1-2. Sectional softball final. An exciting atmosphere here. Lots of fans. She goes inside on the delivery, and it was a changeup. This time a little bit too far inside. It's 2-2. Fans from both teams lining the bleachers, lining the side of the field. A nice atmosphere for a sectional final. And a high rise ball gets strike three swinging on Sophie Wegner. Bringing Jordan Kaminsky to the plate. So Kaminsky will step in. Strike one on Jordan. The next delivery is going to be a base hit into left center field. The line drive got past the left fielder. Kaminsky headed for second. The throw comes in, not in time. Standing up double for Jordan Kaminsky. The first hit of the game. And the Hatchets might have something going. That'll bring leadoff hitter Taylor Schiltz back up to the plate as Jennifer Duplay is playing third base for the Hatchets. I believe that's how they're doing this.
Number four, Taylor Schiltz.
So Schiltz with a chance to drive one in. Takes a cut, fouls it back. Straight off the screen. A good hack by Taylor. Here in the bottom of the third inning, no score. Two down, the Hatchets with a double from Jordan Kaminsky. Trying to get a rally started. The swing, the miss. Kaminsky bluffed that she was stealing. So 0-2 on Schilt on the rise ball. Again, an aggressive swing.
likely to see a change up here as she was swinging away at the first two. Will they slow it down? They do. Schultz fouls it off. Goes out of play. Still 0-2. Fresh batch of softballs being delivered to our home plate umpire. The Hatchet offense starting to connect a little bit here with Courtney Hackbarth. See if they can get something going here and get Jordan Kaminsky in for the first run of the game. She's at second base. The windup, the pitch, base hit. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball. Nice shot by Taylor Schultz. Taylor sent that right down the third base line. Perfect line drive over the top of the third baseman, Ted. But it hooked foul at the last second. Just kind of tailed a little bit on her. That would have brought Kaminsky in. A base hit to the outfield. That's not directly at the outfielder. Should score Kaminsky. Back to the windup for Hackbarth. Change up, nothing doing. Catcher popped up like she was going to throw down the second, throw behind Kaminsky, and got it back to Hackbarth. Stepping back in is Taylor Schultz. The pitch hits to right field. In the air, caught by the right fielder. So the Hatchet rally is thwarted. The third out coming on a line drive to right field, but it was hit right towards. To get the right name here for you, Lauren Hardy, the flex right fielder for the Brilliant Lions, making the catch. End of the inning, one hit, no errors, no runs, and one runner left on base for the Tomahawk Hatchets. We'll be back in the top of the fourth after this from our sponsors.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister business manager Carrie Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
And we're back at Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder bringing you the action this afternoon. WIAA sectional final softball game. The Tomahawk Hatchets, 0-0 with the Brilliant Lions. Top of the fourth, leadoff hitter Carmen Yost facing the Hatchets, Rachel Dahlman on the hill. Timeout is called. Looks like Brilliant coach wants to give some more signs to his leadoff hitter Carmen Yost, the second baseman. She shows bunt, goes back up to take a swing. First pitch is high. It'll be ball one. Brilliant looking to maybe try and see a few more pitches from Dahlman. Again, now taking a hack. Popped up to the right side. Coming over is Jordan Kaminsky. She makes the catch in foul territory. Good effort by Jordan Kaminsky. That's one of those areas that if you're at home where the first baseman could go back and catch it, but the second baseman has a better angle back behind her. So Wegner was able to let Kaminsky do the work. F4 if you're scoring at home, and it's the first out of the inning. Jade Sommerhalder will step to the plate, the left fielder and number two hole hitter for the Brilliant Lions. Dahlman winds the pitch, bunted but fouled straight back. And Dahlman put enough on it that Bowles couldn't even get a hand up to try to catch that with how quickly it hit the screen. So just got a little something on it. Off the top of the bat was Jade Sommerhalder. Strike one. And Dahlman's ahead. This time she goes inside, swing and a miss. Fastball. Looked like a rise ball there. 0-2 is the count now. Dahlman way ahead. Sommerhalder struck out last time and looked like that could have been a called changeup. Strike three. It was on the outside corner. Umpire decided to call it a ball. It's 1-2. The windup, same spot, just a little bit further outside this time. And ball two, 2-2 the count. Sommerhalder now gaining some confidence in the box. Dahlman the delivery. Strike three. Got her outside. Stayed out there, and it paid off. A swinging strikeout for out number two. The seventh K of the day for Dahlman. Kaylee Neese steps in, the three-hole hitter, playing third base for the Lions. She faces Dahlman with the bat on her shoulder, now lifts it. The delivery comes in a little bit high, lays off, ball one. Beautiful sunshiny day here. A few clouds in the sky. Strike swinging that time on Kaylee Neese. Dahlman kept it down that time. A little bit more where she probably wants to stay unless she wants to get people to chase. This time she stays low and outside. And Rachel doesn't miss by much. The pitches that are balls are very close to being strikes on the edge of the black. That one was rightly called a ball. Right down the pipe, strike two. Count evens at two apiece. Rachel Dahlman facing Kaylee Neese of Brilliant. Dahlman catches the sign from Bowles, rocks back, delivers, foul back, hits the screen. Staying alive with that one with Kaylee Neese. Got just enough of it to see another pitch, at least from Dahlman. 2-2. The rock, the delivery, fouled back again. This time it was in on the hand. May have been a ball. An aggressive swing by Neese. Defensive. Was behind it, so it got off to the right side. Still 2-2 on the count. Dahlman the delivery. She rocks back. There it is. Fouled back again. So Neese doing a nice job staying alive. Fouled back at least three pitches in this at-bat. Forcing Dahlman to give her one that she likes a little bit better. To try to make something happen here for the Lions. Dahlman delivers. Strike three. Threw it past her. Swinging. And the Hatchets send them down 1-2-3 again with another K. That makes 8 on the game for Rachel Dahlman. We'll take a break and be back in the bottom of the fourth. The Hatchets will bat with Katie Bowles, Courtney Tyler, and Rachel Dahlman coming to the plate. We'll be right back.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
And we're back here at Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder bringing you the action. Sectional final softball game. We'll get that out here eventually. The Tomahawk Hatchets. No score with the Brilliant Lions. 0-0. One hit for the Hatchets. Jordan Kaminsky last inning doubled in the left center field. The Hatchets now with their 2-3-4 hitters hoping to make something happen. Katie Bowles will lead off. She steps into the box. The defense for Brilliant, gathering around the pitcher, Courtney Hackbarth. There's some handshakes, pats on the back, and now they head back into their positions. Exciting game so far. One hit between the two teams. Bowles at the plate. Pops it up, high to the pitcher. Hackbarth squeezes it, gets the first out. That'll bring Courtney Tyler to the plate for Tomahawk. The Hatchet shortstop, three-hole hitter, going to try to get something started here for Tomahawk. Hackbarth winds, the delivery, fouled back. Tyler was on it, fouled it back straight into the screen. That's what you like to see. from your hitters. Timing was there, just the placement of the bat, a little bit higher. Could have sent that thing flying over the fence. Hackbarth lines, delivers. Outside this time, trying to get Tyler to chase. The Hatchets have been aggressive at the plate. Both teams really have been. The pitcher's wise to try to take advantage of that. Hackbarth doing exactly that. Saying, here, I'll throw you one that's not so good out here and see if you chase it. This one fouled back. A little high and outside on that. One and two, the count. The Tomahawks, Courtney Tyler. Senior shortstop. Doing a nice job for the Hatchets. Able to fill in on the mound if needed. Another high and outside delivery from Courtney Hackbarth. So Courtney and Courtney going toe-to-toe here. We're at 2-2, even up on the count. The windup and the delivery. Driven in the center field, high, camping under it. The center fielder making the catch. And that's Courtney Wolt. That's out number two.
Number five, Rachel Solomon.
For the Hatchets. Getting the bat on the ball here, but not able to get the line drives they were looking for, other than a nice line drive for Jordan Kaminsky earlier, doubling the left center. Now popping it up over towards third base, and it hits the ground, is Rachel Dahlman. Rachel Dahlman getting a chance to swing away again here. She popped it up, and it was low enough of a pop-up that the third baseman didn't quite have the time to get over and make that catch. Kaylee Neath over there at third for Brilliant. Pitch goes inside, close to Dahlman, but it's ball one. One apiece here. Delivery, another change up. That time for a strike. Goes to 1-2. Dahlman, aggressive hitter for the Hatchets, cleanup hitter. See if she can get something started for Tomahawk. Rise ball, left it up high. Dahlman not chasing. Good discipline at the plate. Pitchers seem to have good discipline at the plate. A good understanding of that. What might be coming next. This one low and inside. We go full on the count. Tomahawk's Rachel Dahlman trying to reach base. Get a rally started for the Hatchet. Swing and a miss. It's a strikeout. Got her with a changeup. 1-2-3. Down go the Hatchet. Brilliant with Courtney Hackbarth doing a nice job. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through four innings, it is 0-0. Heading to the top of the fifth. We'll be back after this from our sponsors.
Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy Rumsey of Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk wish our Hatchet student-athletes good luck during the season. Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy take great pride in providing the finest chiropractic wellness care to their patients. And remember, new patients are always welcome. For your chiropractic health care needs, call Drs. Kim and Buddy Rumsey at 453-2515. Good luck from the Hatchet fans at Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Hatchets softball here on WJJQ. The sectional finals. The Hatchets hoping to get a trip to the state tournament for only the second time in school history. 1983 was the last appearance for the Tomahawk Hatchets at state. They finished as the state runner-ups that year. Tomahawk has Rachel Dahlman on the mound. Dahlman doing an outstanding job pitching here. She'll face the cleanup hitter, Marissa Hurley. The windup, the delivery, strike one. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. Hurley digs back in. Right-handed hitter. Thought about showing bunt. Brings it back. Takes a swing. It's outside. She chased it. Strike two. Hurley, the cleanup hitter. Facing the Hatchet cleanup hitter who's pitching, Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman rocks, throws, gets her to chase up high. That's strike three, swinging. That's ninth strikeout of the game
Number played by Courtney Hexler.
For Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman, a dominant performance here. Starts one outside for the five-hole hitter and pitcher, Courtney Hackbarth. That pitcher battle again. Swing, fouled back, off the screen. Katie Bowles goes over, picks it up, sends it back to her pitcher, Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman again. Stares in for the sign. She likes what she sees. Rocks back. Strike. Chopped on the ground. Over to third base. Duplay sends it over to Wagner. 5-3, the putout. Nice job by Jennifer Duplay over there at third. It's tough when you have a dominating pitcher with so many strikeouts because it's easy to kind of fall asleep defensively. You don't have a lot of balls hit at you. Not a lot of plays to make, but then all of a sudden, bingo, there's one headed right at you. You got to make it. Nice job by Jennifer. Good focus. Dahlman remains focused on the hill, goes with a rise ball to the left-handed hitting Lauren Kuchenbecker, or Paige Krause, rather, I should say. Kuchenbecker's on deck. Strike one to Krause. The next delivery, strike two. High and inside. Krause struck out last time. Dahlman hoping to do it again here, up 0-2. The delivery, high and outside. She fouled it off, though, staying alive. It's Paige Krause. So they chase it down out in left field. The Tomahawk catches. Send Whitney Osero over to scoop it up, send it in. Back to Dahlman, the windup. Fouled off again, this time into the screen, behind home plate. Bowles goes over. Pick it up, send it back to Rachel. Again, impressive stuff on the mound from Rachel Dahlman. She rocks back, pitch outside, tried to get her to chase it again. Threw it a little bit more intentionally outside to get her to chase and miss. Able to lay off with Paige Krause. Krause is 1-2. Nothing on the scoreboard. Strike three swinging, and Dahlman adds another K to her tally, her 10th of the game. And after the top of the fifth inning, we head to the bottom, 0-0. Tomahawk and Brilliant here at the sectional championship from Chilton Field. We'll be back after this from our sponsors.
The freshness is guaranteed in the deli department at Nelson's County Market, North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Specials include cooked ham, deli fresh, $2.99 a pound. Colby or Colby Jack cheese sliced fresh in the deli, $5.99 a pound. Cucumber and onion salad, deli fresh, $3.99 a pound. Dill or spinach dip, $3.99 a pound. And boneless or bone-in chicken wings, selected varieties, $5.99 a pound at Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk.
Hawkat softball here on WJJQ. We're in the sectional finals. Tomahawk facing the Brilliant Lions. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The Hatchets are the home team. They won the coin flip to start the game. The Hatchets will send Haley Vormans-Dean, Megan Marks, and Whitney Osero to the plate this inning at minimum. They're hoping to send the rest of the gang. So far, one hit out of both teams. That was the Tomahawk Hatchets, Jordan Kaminsky, who doubled the left center field. Beyond that, there's been a whole lot of strikeouts. Rachel Dahlman with 10. And Courtney Hackbarth. Let's take a look here. She's got 5. She'll start with a changeup to Haley Vormans-Dean, strike one. Haley, last inning, grounded to the third baseman. Chased a high one there. She's down 0-2. Trying to get a rally started for the Hatchet. Sectional finals. We expected it to be a close game, and we've gotten it. No score. Fouled back by Haley Vormans-Dean off the screen. still 0-2, but she stays alive with foul ball. Another opportunity. Haley digs in. High and outside changeup, able to lay off it. Sends the count to 1-2. Courtney Akbar winds on the hill, rocks back, delivers, ground ball towards third. Coach Larson is going to scoop it up because it was foul. Hands it off to the third baseman for Brilliant. Kaylee Neese. Kaylee sends it back over to Courtney Akbar. The pitch, driven into center field. High and under it and caught. Center fielder Courtney Wolf makes the catch. A nice drive by Haley Borman-Dean. Just hit it a little bit too much right at her and got under it just a smidge. That was one of those in the gap. It might have dropped. And a drive down the left field line for Megan Mark. She's going to round it, head towards second. They held her up. I think she might have made it. But she's going to drop the anchor and come back to first base. So a single for Megan Mark. An aggressive swing, first pitch, hit a ground ball right down the line. Got past the third baseman. And that brings Whitney Osero to the plate. Akbar winds the bunt from Osero. She gets it down. The throw to first is in time. So a sacrifice bunt for Whitney Osero. And that's going to be... That was a 2-4 put out for the second out. Megan Marks now standing at second. And Sophie Wegner comes to the plate. Nope, they're going to pinch hit. The Hatchets are going to send Danielle Kurth to the plate. We'll make a note in the book here. And Kurth steps in, hoping to try to get a run across for the Hatchets. Megan Marks runs well. So I think anything other than a base hit right at one of the outfielders is going to get her across. Kurth steps in, pinch hitting, in a big moment for the Hatchets. Bottom of the fifth inning, two down. Kurth takes a hack. Strike one. Got it faster. Coach Ron Bowles shouting some instructions to Danielle. Keep her eye right on it. See it all the way off the bat. And she does. A base hit to left field. Rounding third is Mark. She's able to score. The Hatchets are up on a single. Pinch hit from Danielle Kurth. It's 1-0. Excellent job all the way around. Danielle Kurth hit one right through the hole between the shortstop and the third baseman. Split them exactly through the middle. Nothing either one of them could have done. The left fielder did bobble it, but that didn't influence it. I don't think she would have thrown out Megan Mark heading to the plate, even if she had come up throwing cleanly. So the Hatchets strike first. It's 1-0. And now a chopper down the third base line for Jordan Kaminsky. Kaminsky seeing the ball well tonight. Doubled in her first at-bat to left center field. Trying to keep the rally going. Tomahawk with a huge run there. And fouled off. Back to the screen for Jordan Kaminsky. High outside pitch from Hackbart. Trying to get her to chase. Kurth over at first for Tomahawk. Hackbart, the delivery, change up. Floater foul ball gets over the screen. Kaminsky has new life. Nice catch. I didn't see. Was that who flexed him down there? Was that Tad Wagner? I'm not sure who that was. Didn't get a clean look at who actually made the catch. And now a chopper blooped up to the second baseman, caught F4 to end the inning. The Tomahawk Hatchets come up with two hits, one run, no errors, and one left on base. We'll be back after this with the Hatchets leading 1-0 heading into the top of the sixth. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. You probably know me from Tomahawk BP, locally owned and operated by Suss Family Convenience Stores. Frank and Shelley also own and operate Tomahawk Shell, so you may see us at both the Tomahawk Shell and BP. Tomahawk Shell supports our Hatchet athletes before or after the game. Stop by the Tomahawk Shell and grab some hot food, whether you need the ATM, beer, soda, snacks, convenience foods, and a whole lot more. Keep it local and swing by Tomahawk Shell, offering great deals open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. with a 24-hour pay at the pump on South Tomahawk Avenue. On behalf of the Suss family and our great team at Tomahawk Shell, go Hatchets, go!
.925 WJJQ bringing you Tomahawk softball, the sectional finals. The Hatchets take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the top of the sixth. Strike one, chopper over to the right side. Wagner dives, makes the play, gets up, unassisted against Lauren Kuchenbecker. Nice defensive play. She didn't have to totally lay out for it. She went down to her knees just to be safe. It was hit in the hole. Wagner knocked it down, gloved it, brought it over. Nice defensive play. Good help for Rachel Dahlman, who is cruising. No hits so far. Dahlman facing Courtney Wolf. Strike one. Wolf. Strike two, swinging outside. The fastball, low and away. Nice job by Courtney Wolf. Taking a hack at it. But Rachel Dahlman putting it in a perfect position. The Hatchet senior rocks back, delivers, fouled off, hitting the screen, just getting a piece of it. Courtney Wolf stays alive. Down 0-2. Struck out in her first at-bat. Rachel Dahlman rocks back, delivers. That was a close one. That was on the edge. Again, Bowles kind of following that fastball. Like to see her bring it back into the strike zone. It was that close. Could frame that, maybe. Now a ground ball hit to short. Fielded by Tyler. Throw over to first. 6-3, the putout. The Hatchets have their second out here in the sixth inning. The Hatchets, the fans are starting to count the outs. They're down to four outs, and they're heading to state. If they can hold the score at 1-0 as it stands right now. Fly ball to right field. High fly ball out of bounds. And making the catch in right field for the Tomahawk Hatchets was Megan Marks. An amazing catch. She caught it right next to the fence, again in that Bermuda Triangle behind the first baseman, the right fielder, and the second baseman. They all chased. Kaminsky was there as well. Marks called her off at the last second. Outfielder has priority, and she makes the catch. The Hatchets come smiling into the dugout, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning with a 1-0 lead. One more inning for the Hatchets after this at-bat, and they could be headed to state for the second time in school history. We'll be back after this.
Now is the time to list your property for the selling season. Northwoods Community Realty has a marketing plan with proven results. Vacant land, second homes, lake property, we specialize in marketing your property. Come and visit us at our new office on the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Give us a call at 453-2673 or visit us on the web at northwoodscr.com. Northwoods Community Realty, the real estate company keeping your community in mind.
We're back at Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder joining you for the sectional final softball game, WIAA State Tournament Series. The Hatchets hoping to make it to state, and they're facing the Brilliant Lions with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. The Hatchets, the home team by virtue of the coin flip. The Hatchets will have the top of their order to start the sixth inning and a 1-0 lead. Taylor Schultz will step in. Bowles and Tyler to follow, hoping to send Dahlman and others up behind. Taylor Schultz steps in. First pitch, change up inside, ball one. That was close. One of those that could have went either way. Hackbarth doing a nice job on the mound for Brilliant. Second pitch, similar spot this time, they give it to her. I think that's the right call to make. One and one. When a pitcher hits the black twice in a row, first time you give the hitter the benefit of the doubt. The second time, a lot of times, an umpire will give the pitcher the benefit of the doubt. Change up. Hit hard to third base. Bobbled, picked up, thrown over to first, and a collision. And they're going to call interference, I believe. What are they going to call? We've got a timeout. Taylor Schultz ran into the first baseman. Both players are a little shaken up. They're taking a minute to gather themselves. They both look all right. But again, that's Paige Krause over there for Brilliant. And Taylor was saying she's pleading her case to the umpire. She was trying to round the base and head to second. Will they acknowledge that she had a chance to make it to second and award her that extra base as interference, or are they just going to say, we're not going to call her out because she didn't use the safety base? And that appears to be the direction they're going to go with it. Again, a three-man crew, I think, made the right call there. If Schultz really had a chance to make it to second, then they would have awarded and they would have called defensive interference. Regardless, a bunt by Bowles. She gets it down. The throw to first, just in time. But advancing to second base is Taylor Schultz. Sacrifice by Katie. First out of the inning brings Courtney Tyler to the plate. And I didn't see if they credit. I don't think they credited an error on that other play. They did credit the error. Okay. They could have went too hot to handle, but they say it was an error on the Schultz play. Hard hit ball by Taylor. And a nice job by Katie Bowles to get down a bunt, advance her to second base. Tyler, down in the count, 0-1, high and outside. Schultz thought about keep going to third. Count goes to 1-1. The Hatchet senior, Courtney Tyler, steps in, facing Courtney Hackbarth. Hackbarth, the delivery, up the middle. Base hit, coming in. The score it is. Yes, Jordan Schultz crosses the plate. And the Hatchets have a 2-0 lead on a single from Courtney Tyler. She hit it just to the left of the pitcher from our vantage point in the press box towards the shortstop side of the second base. Hard hit ball out to the center fielder. Schultz runs well. She got across the plate, and the Hatchets with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. What are they going to do here? Coach Larson coming over to visit with the umpire. They're pointing out that Rachel Dahlman is the pitcher. Might be the extent of it in case she reaches. They may need to send in a courtesy runner. The windup by Hackbarth. The ball's driven to center field. Get up, get back, and caught at the fence by the center fielder, Courtney Wolf. Dahlman sends a charge into one. But going back and making the catch for the Brilliant Lions, again, Courtney Wolf. She hit it right dead center field. It's 220 to all fields, so no advantage if she would have pulled it or not. But she put a charge into it. I thought that might have had a chance. It got close. She was within 5 feet of the fence. First pitch, a ball to Haley Vorman-Dean, who sends a pop-up to the center fielder again. Camped under it is Wolf. She makes the catch. Half eight, the third out of the inning. And heading to the top of the seventh with a 2-0 lead, the Tomahawk Hatchet. If they can complete this, they will advance to the WIAA state tournament for the second time in school history. Tomahawk sending Rachel Dahlman back out to the mound. Dahlman right now, a perfect game. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with all the action right here on WJJQ.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Up to the order for the Brilliant Lion. Carmen Yost steps into the box. Rachel Dahlman rocks back, delivers. Chopper down the first baseline, goes foul. That was close. Carmen Yost goes down 0-1. Rachel Dahlman, my last count, had 10 strikeouts so far through six innings, doing an amazing job on the mound for Tomahawk. Can't say enough about it. This time, leaves one high, 1-1. The excitement level in these young ladies has to be just absolutely teeming. Got to try to take it one breath at a time, one pitch at a time, and get through it. She leaves one outside, swinging, strike two. 0-2 so far. Yost with a strikeout and a pop-up second base. 1-2 the count. Dahlman delivers. High and just outside. Goes to 2-2. Good spot for that one. Trying to force her to swing at something out of the zone. Yost shows bunt. Now goes back. Takes a swing. Pop up to second base again. Jordan Kaminsky makes the grab. For out number one, the Hatchet two outs away now from a trip to the state tournament. Dahlman throwing a perfect game thus far. Two outs away, Jade Sommerhalder steps in. Two Ks so far for Sommerhalder on the day. Strike one, swinging. A performance like this by Rachel Dahlman in the sectional final would be legendary. She rocks back, delivers. Strike two, swinging. You can hear the Hatchets. Nobody wants to say too much, but the excitement is starting to spill over. As Rachel Dahlman, the senior, rocks back. In my book, strike three, a little bit outside maybe. 1-2. Sommerhalder, the two-hole hitter. Facing Dahlman. Chopper back to Dahlman. She goes to first. Makes the play. Wegner squeezes it. 1-3, the Hatchet. One out away from a perfect game and a trip to the state tournament. Rachel Dahlman with a historic performance for Tomahawk on the mound. Bowles or battery mate waits as Kaylee Nee steps in. Dahlman rocks back. The delivery. Flied out down the right field line. Chasing his mark. Goes foul. Strike one on the three-hole hitter, Kaylee Nee. For the Brilliant Lions. The Hatchets with a 2-0 lead. Kaylee Neese steps in. Try to play spoiler. Dahlman rocks back. Nice pitch on that outside corner again. Just a little bit off. Goes to 1-1, but a good spot. Dahlman has been all around the zone all game long. She rocks back. The delivery. Fly ball back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. Three-hole hitter Kaylee Neese from Brilliant trying to keep their season alive. The Hatchets one strike away, one out away from a trip to the state tournament. Rachel Dahlman, the performance of a lifetime, rocks back, swings, ground ball to the right side, foul. The Hatchet fans on their feet. Student section cheering on. Dahlman again. Rocks back, the delivery. Strike three! Rachel Dahlman, a perfect game. The Hatchets are headed to the state tournament for the second time in school history. Perfection for Tomahawk.
Box score.
Absolutely unreal. Rachel Dahlman with a no-hitter, no walks, no hits. A perfect game for Rachel Dahlman, the performance of her lifetime thus far. She'll have an opportunity to add to that legacy as they head towards the state tournament. What a performance. The Hatchets coming through offensively, getting the job done, scoring two runs. The Hatchets win 2-0 with a perfect game on the hill from Rachel Dahlman. Absolutely amazing. What a pleasure to watch these young ladies. They are having a great time right now. They're hugging, just shaking hands with Brilliant, who also played very well. But tough, tough work to go up against a performance like that from a pitcher like Rachel Dahlman and a defense like the Hatchets put out there tonight. Those ladies had to make plays. Some plays that came to mind, Sophie Wegner with a diving play over at first. Jennifer Duplay with a nice play over at third base, couple tight ones. And 11 strikeouts in 7 innings, and the Hatchets are heading to state. We'll take a quick break and be back with the postgame show right here from Chilton Field. Again, the Hatchets winning 2-0 with a perfect game from Rachel Dahlman. We'll be right back.
You'll love how easy the car buying experience can be at Rhinelander Auto Center. Take a ride down Stevens Street and see the area's largest selection of new and used vehicles. Toyota, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Looking for used? Check out OK Used Cars of Rhinelander. Want to customize your ride with new running boards, rims, grills, brush guards, light bars, and more? Check out everything that the team at Auto Gear has to offer. You'll quickly see their goal of guest satisfaction is their number one priority at Rhinelander Auto Center. Welcome to the family.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country. And the Hatchet backers at PCA salute all of our Hatchet student-athletes for their hard work and dedication to your sport. Give it your best, as always, Hatchets, from Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
And welcome back to Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder bringing you the action here tonight. The Hatchets are state-bound, heading to the state softball tournament for the second time in school history. And what an amazing performance by the entire team. On the hill defensively, Rachel Dahlman, a no-hitter, 11 strikeouts. That is the performance of her career to this point, and she's just getting started. What an amazing, amazing performance. I've not seen a perfect game in a long time that I can even remember. And Dahlman, really, you have to tip your hat. And the defense making plays behind her. It takes a team to get a perfect game, and they certainly did their part. And the Hatchet defense just topped today. And offensively, they scored a run with Megan Marks singling in the fifth inning. Whitney Osero bunted her over to second. Sophie Wagner singled and drove in that run. And then in the sixth inning, the Hatchets added one more. It was Taylor Schiltz reaching on an error. It was a hard hit ball to third base. Could have went either way on that call. They did rule it an error. And then a sack bunt by Katie Bowles got her to second. Courtney Tyler got the run in. Oh, and I should check that. I had the wrong name in the batting order. It was Danielle Kurth with the RBI single in the fifth inning. She substituted for Sophie Wagner, so I have to make sure I correct that. Apologies. But Danielle Kurth signaled in Megan Marks in the fifth, and then in the sixth, it was Courtney Tyler, the RBI single. Taylor Schiltz scored. The Hatchets win it by a score of 2-0. Right now, they're getting their individual sectional championship medals. And we'll try to get as good of a picture as you can get from the press box with a cell phone that we'll try to put up on our Facebook page, WJJQ.com. And Coach Larson going out to pick up the trophy. And we'll try to get a view here of all the Hatchet faithful coming over. And now the seniors come out. They pick up the trophy, they're holding it up. The Hatchet faithful giving them a well-deserved round of applause. And the Hatchets will be headed to the state tournament. They're going to head to Goodman Diamond in Madison for the D3 state semifinals starting at 10 a.m. will be their first game on Friday, June 8th. We will have that game for you right here on WJJQ. At least that's the plan for right now. And we'll have all the details for you this next week. But again, what an amazing performance. And the Hatchets heading to state, again, second time in school history. And you just can't say enough. I mean, what a performance all the way around. Great defense, great hitting, and great pitching by Rachel Dahlman. A perfect game in the sectional finals. If you're ever going to have a perfect game, why not do it to send your team to the state tournament? And what an amazing performance. We're going to stick around here, and we'll see if there's an opportunity to get some interviews with the young ladies or if they're right now they're doing a lot of pictures and stuff down on the field doing some celebrating, and we don't blame them for doing that either. So we'll be back with more here in the postgame show, though. Again, from Chilton Field, I'm Jesse Boulder for WJJQ.
United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. United Steelworkers International 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team. You just watched the Tomahawk Hatchets play, and you're wanting a bite to eat on your way home. Stop in to the Rodeo Saloon and Grill on Wisconsin Avenue. Enjoy a burger, appetizer, or one of their great specials. Open 10:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Sunday. Enjoy a lunch, dinner, or a drink on the deck or in the saloon. Running late? Just want to pick up your dinner? Call 453-0809. They'll have it ready for you. Rodeo Saloon would like to wish the Hatchets good luck this season.
Bringing comfort to your home is Hilge's LP Gas of Tomahawk's top priority. With their line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilge's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Carrier makes one of the most efficient heating and cooling systems rated by Energy Star, and millions of people the world over trust Carrier's leadership and expertise to deliver premium solutions for their home heating and cooling needs. So no matter what your home needs to be comfortable, you can count on Carrier and Hilge's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilge's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue. Call 453-3505. They're online at hilge's.com.
The Hatchet backers at Irv Sales and Service are a proud VIP sports sponsor on WJJQ. Stop at Irv's and see the selection of Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and expert service after the sale. Irv Sales and Service, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and online at irvsales.com. proud of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes.
And we're back here at Tilton Field. Jesse Boulder bringing you the action here this afternoon. WIAA sectional final softball game between Tomahawk Hatchets and the Brilliant Lions. And the Tomahawk Hatchets were absolutely brilliant. They got a perfect game performance on the hill from Rachel Dahlman. They got two runs across the board, good team effort, great defense, support from the Tomahawk Hatchets, and everything going their way today. They're headed to the state tournament for the second time in school history. The last time was 1983. This is the Hatchets' second sectional championship in school history. And what an amazing day. The team is down on the field. They are just enjoying this moment together. Families and hugs and teammate pictures and probably some tears and handshakes, everything going around down there on the field. Very proud of these young ladies. What an amazing, amazing accomplishment. This team has been logging some hours over the years, playing summer ball, going to extra tournaments, trying to develop their skills, take it to this level, all for this moment right here, this one where you're headed to the state tournament. What a feeling for the Tomahawk Hatchets. They absolutely got a performance of a lifetime. I know I've said it a lot, and I'll continue to say it, because the pitcher sometimes doesn't always get the credit they deserve, and Rachel Dahlman throws a perfect game here in the sectional finals, and this is quite an accomplishment, folks. You're facing a team that is among the cream of the crop, and they've proved it by getting to this spot in the postseason and being in a chance where they could have won and gone to state. And you take that team and you throw a no-hitter, no walks, and 11 Ks. That is a great, great performance. That's a senior stepping up as an understatement. And what a performance by her and also by all of her teammates. How about Danielle Kurth? Another great story. Coming in, head started earlier in the year and came in a pinch-hitting opportunity and made the most of it. She singled, got an RBI in, did her job. I mean, that was perfect. How much more could you ask of somebody than to come off the bench, step into a clutch situation, and deliver an awesome single? Hit right through by the shortstop and the third baseman, and a great, great performance by her. And Megan Marks getting a single and scoring on that play. You had, in the sixth inning, Taylor Schiltz with a hard-hit ball that she reached by error. And then Katie Vold laying down another bunt, almost like the sectional semifinal game. And then Courtney Tyler, instead of the suicide squeeze, this time she smoked one up the middle, hit one through past the pitcher up the middle, and got Taylor Schiltz scored. And, again, two runs, and that's all the Hatchets needed when you have a pitching performance like you got from Dahlman. And again, defensive plays, nice hits tonight. Let's go through and then do a little look here. I think Taylor Schiltz was 0 for 2 on the night with reaching by an error, scoring one run. Katie Bowles was 0 for 2 on the night with a sacrifice bunt. Courtney Tyler, 1 for 3 tonight. Rachel Dahlman was 0 for 3 tonight batting, but amazing on the mound. Haley Bormans-Dean, she was 0 for 3 on the night. Megan Marks, 1 for 2. Whitney Osero, 0 for 1 with a sacrifice bunt. Sophie Wegner was 0 for 1. Danielle Kurth, 1 for 1. Jordan Kaminsky doubled and was 1 for 2 on the night. Jennifer Duplay, over at third base, defensive specialist over there, made a couple of nice plays for the Hatchets as well. So a nice all-around effort by the Tomahawk Hatchet team. Vols behind the plate doing a nice job. And Dahlman locating. She put the ball where she needed to tonight, pounded the zone with strikes, stayed just a little bit off the corners when she wasn't, and got the job done. Again, a perfect game, a no-hitter for Rachel Dahlman, and the Tomahawk Hatchets win 2-0, advancing to the state tournament, second time in school history, an absolutely amazing afternoon and evening here for the Tomahawk Hatchets under a perfect sunny sky, great day for a ball game, and the Hatchets made it memorable with this performance. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right here on WJJQ.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 20 years, Kevin has been serving our area with his mission to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office located at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance.
Tomahawk Ace Hardware and Rental Place offer whatever you need for your projects. They feature Clark and Kensington paint, Craftsman, and Ace brand tools. Their monthly Red Hot Buys and Ace Reward Savings. Stop by at Tomahawk Ace Hardware, open 7 days a week, and get ready to cheer on the Hatchets with the fans from Tomahawk Ace Hardware. Good luck, Hatchets, from Tomahawk Ace Hardware, North 4th Street, Tomahawk.
Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builder Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on the Big Q. Tomahawk Builder Supply is your complete building center, from planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, Therma-Tru Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura-Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builder Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
We're back here at Chilton Field. Jesse Boulder being joined in the postgame show. We've been stalling here for a while, and we've got head coach John Larson joining us up in the booth right now. And, Coach, congratulations on your first sectional championship, second in school history. You guys are headed to the state tournament. What are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm feeling great. I mean, for me, it's just something it's a body of work is what it is, but what I'm feeling right now is all about the kids and the time that they've put in, from the time Coach Bowl started working with those kids from, you know, third, fourth, and fifth grade in that area, and just all the time and effort that these girls have committed to the game of softball and believing in what we kept talking to them about, and just, you know, buying into what we wanted to do. And I don't think when we started 0-5 they were necessarily 100% believing, but I think now they are, and they're playing great softball, and I'm so excited for them and their opportunity to represent our community, our high school, at the state tournament next week.
It has to be an amazing feeling, and tonight you got some performances from a lot of different people on your team. Standing out, though, we have to talk about it. Rachel Dahlman throwing a no-hitter and a perfect game in the sectional final to send your team to the state tournament. That's pretty impressive.
It's really impressive, especially at this point. And what's even more impressive, it's her second one in the tournament. We kicked it off again in the regional semis. She pitched the perfect game in that game as well. She was locked and loaded today, and it's for her. It's the countless hours that her and her dad, Matt, have put into the art of pitching. You don't get that good by not working. And I hope for every young pitcher that's out there in the Tomahawk community, they learn from what Rachel has done, not just as a high school player, but all that preparatory work up until her high school career. There's a reason why she's as good as she is, and I hope our girls live it in the future here, and they have that same kind of work ethic. I couldn't be more proud of her right now.
An amazing performance. Another one that you mentioned as we were getting set to go back on the air, you had a pinch hit performance from Danielle Kurth and stepping in and getting the go-ahead game-winning run.
Yeah, Danielle's role on the chain on the team changed as the year went on, and we needed to get her to buy in and accept that role. And we kept telling her her moment is going to come in the sun, and she just has to stay with it and be ready anytime called upon. And today was perfect opportunity for her. She stepped up in a big way as a senior, and I couldn't be more proud of Danielle to come up in that spot and give us that one-run lead at the time.
And you had great performances and contributions from across your team, whether it was base hits. You know, Megan Marks scored a run. Taylor Schiltz got on base. Hard hit error they credited. And people drove, you know, Courtney Tyler singled her in. You had defensive plays across the board. You know, a no-hitter in a perfect game, while it's controlled a lot by that pitcher, it takes a full team in order to accomplish that.
Right. Every single girl, whether they got on that field or not, all 13 of them always play a role in the success we have as a team. Our dugout was rocking all night long, and it's those girls that are in there that keep that energy going and that enthusiasm. Bottom line is it was a complete softball game at a great time. And we got great pitching. We came up with the big hits. We bunted the ball very well. Great defensive plays at times. Megan Marks on that one down the right field line, just awesome. The ground she covered to get there and make that play. Those things get a team fired up, and it just built that energy even more. And, you know, we're playing so poised right now. We don't get rattled at anything. And I think our girls, that's a credit to the girls and believing in what we've talked about. And now we got a little time to prepare and get ready for a big moment in these young girls' lives.
Yeah. 25 years at the helm of the softball team. John, what does it feel like for you to finally reach the pinnacle and make the state tournament?
Well, I was telling the girls, they were asking me, a few of them, have you ever gotten to this point before? And I said there were a couple years that we've gotten to the sectional semis and a couple to the sectional finals, but never win that big game to get to Madison. And, you know, it's just been a long journey. I love working with kids. You know, it's not about me. It's about them. You know, that's why you teach. And that's why you coach. And coaching gives you a different element to be with these kids. And I can't say enough about the character of our kids. They're not only good softball players, they're great people. They're good in the classroom. I think almost every one of my kids on the softball team and in the program are on the honor roll. So there's so much to be proud of with these kids. And it's always great as a coach to see the result of hard work and all the success. That's what makes it worthwhile when you're coaching, is to see what they put in and what they get out of it. That makes it awesome.
Absolutely, John. Well said. Congratulations on this accomplishment with your team and your berth down at the state tournament. We wish you good luck, and we want to continue this thing, so let's just keep them right on a rolling.
I'm going to keep her going, not changing a thing. These girls are excited. They're believing. So
right.
Thanks for being here, Jesse. Appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure. Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson, thanks for taking the time to join us here in the postgame show and also in the Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, the coaches show here tonight. Again, the Tomahawk Hatchets heading to the state tournament, second time in school history, with a 2-0 win, fueled by a perfect game, no-hitter performance on the mound by Rachel Dahlman and an amazing effort by the entire Tomahawk Hatchet softball team. Again, Hatchets headed to state from Chilton Field. I'm Jesse Boulder for WJJQ.
Thanks for listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Play-by-Play. Brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics, Augie's Collectibles, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk McDonald's, Wausau Homes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Kopp & Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar & Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Bayer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builder Supply. Join us soon for another exciting Hatchet broadcast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.